It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no holds barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
Well, Black and White Sports fans, this video is probably going to make you extremely furious. This video is going to piss you off. I was stunned when I actually saw this story yesterday. I cannot believe this is happening, man. Now, in New York City, man, New York City does not belong to New Yorkers and American citizens. NYC belongs to illegal criminal aliens. Yes. And I'm not talking about, you know, from Mexico, they're crossing the border across Mexico with. We got people from probably like 60 countries in this country illegally. But in this case right here, we're mainly talking about African illegal aliens. How does that happen, guys? Africa is way over the Atlantic Ocean. How is it that they actually get from Africa all the way over here? Something is telling me, guys, that this is planned. And just last week, man, these African illegals, they actually marched on City Hall demanding more free stuff. Yeah. Eric Adams, Kathy Hochul, they're not going to do anything about this except give them more of your tax dollars, guys. Now, that actually brings us to a high school soccer game. Because a high school soccer game got canceled. Why? It's because when the two teams actually showed up, the refs, the coaches, the players. The illegal aliens told them to pretty much F off. They actually cursed at them. And then the police were called, the police show up, and you guys are going to be astonished by what the police actually did. This is pretty pathetic, man. Americans, you don't own anything anymore in the People's Republic of New York. So let's get into it, guys. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member. Member live stream every single Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. We appreciate the support. So here we go. Check this out. NYC high school soccer game canceled after a group of about 30 illegal aliens, these people not migrants, New York Post, refused to leave the field even after cops showed up. Yeah. Now, normally I would actually say bat the blue, but in this case, I'm not backing the police on this one, man. I am not. You guys are going to be amazed at what the cops did. But at the end of the day, man, guess what happened? The illegal aliens won. They won. Got to vote these Democrats out, man. You folks in New York City got to change your voting habits. But I'm not really confident, man, that they're actually going to do it. Because when you vote for Democrats, man, you vote for your own demise. Anyway, it says here, a high school soccer game at a public field in East Harlem was canceled after a group of illegal aliens refused to leave the pitch so the kids could play. Quote, I directly asked them to leave and some of them kind of took it into consideration. But then four or five of them said, quote, you know what? F it. We don't have to leave. We can do whatever we want, said Erik Johansson, the coach of the Manhattan Kickers' 17-year-old boys travel team. Wow. So the illegal criminal aliens told them, we can do whatever we want to do. And you know what? Based on the actions of Eric Adams, Kathy Hochul, and of course Joe Biden, they can do whatever they want to do out there in New York. Folks, you got to stop voting for these Democrats, man. You got to stop doing this. A high school boys basketball team. You know what? Just last winter, man, in New York City, by the way, students were kicked out to make room for illegal aliens in their own school. Yes, the students were kicked out of their own school to make room for illegal aliens. The parents were really, really pissed off. Are you guys actually going to remember that in New York City this November? You better. You better, because guess what? If Joe Biden stays in office, it's going to get way worse. Trust me, the work permits are going to be coming if Joe Biden actually remains in office. It says here about 40 boys from both teams showed up on Sunday, April 14th, at Thomas Jefferson Park for the 5 p.m. match. The Kickers were set to face off against FA Euro New York. And then it goes on, it says, but a group of about 30 men, where the family's at? These are all men. But a group of about 30 men who appeared to be African illegal aliens and spoke little English wouldn't leave, even when a cop showed up. To resolve the conflict, now check this out. Check this out. To resolve the conflict, the cops asked to see a copy of the club team's city permit. What? So they asked the Americans for their papers, but not the illegal criminal aliens. This is why I said, man, you cannot bat the blue in this case, man. You cannot do it. They asked the Americans for their papers, not the illegals. Absolutely astonishing, man. Quote, when you show up with two teams in uniform, a ref and two coaches, usually nobody is asking to see your permit, said Johansson. This is the first time ever, man. By the time Johansson's assistant was able to forward a copy of the Kickers' permit, the game had been delayed 30 minutes and the teams didn't feel safe. Quote, even when the game is over, you don't know if they're waiting for you. So even if the cops kick them out, it may not be over. So we just all agreed this is too dangerous, Johansson said. So did the cops actually kick him out? Doesn't really say here, but I'm pretty sure once that game was actually canceled, illegal aliens back over taking over the pitch, man. Astonishing. In his home country of Sweden, which saw a massive influx of migrants in recent years, the clashes on the pitch were all too common. Quote, I've seen this before. I know how bad it can get, he said. Parents told him they were rattled by the incident and don't want to play at the field anymore. Johansson said they don't plan to return. You see, the illegal criminal aliens end up winning in the end. In the end. Because the criminal aliens were not arrested. They're not getting deported, man. These people can do whatever they want to do in New York City. Astonishing. At other fields like East River Park, they don't have these issues, but field space in the city is limited and they take what they can get. Quote, it's so frustrating that the guys who refuse to follow the rules won. A mild moron, a Soho mom whose son plays on the team, told the Post. That's the message the kids got. She said, It is a sign of the Big Apple becoming lawless. It is. You guys keep voting Democrats, man. Just that simple. You keep voting for this. This is what happens, man, when you continue to vote for this. Astonishing, man. This is why New York should not be voting for Joe Biden in November. This criminal illegal alien thing is a real, real problem. It is going to get way worse if Biden actually remains in office. But you guys voted Eric Adams in. You guys voted for Kathy Hochul. Kathy Hochul isn't doing anything to help you guys. Astonishing, man. Absolutely astonishing. But that's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and white sports fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.